Hey guys.
Hello, guys.
That's gone.
Welcome back to the show. Critics are the real artists. Are we sticking with that? Is that
right now, yeah.
As of now, it is the name.
Get ready for t-shirts.
Merch dropping soon.
Plug the merch. It makes a good acronym for a t-shirt.
Yeah, shameless merch plug.
Critics are the real artists. Yeah. Car. Is it Cara?
Cara.
Cara, wow.
We care a lot about movies.
Oh!
That's the show right there.
I'm
that's
walking,
it. Good night, folks.
I'm walking out the door. I'm never coming back. That was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. That was, I'm embarrassed for myself.
We need like a little soundboard to get. Yeah. Because this is soundboard.
Like the Eric Andre show.
Just a scattered collapse. That's my favorite part about the entire show.
Yeah, and they good whistles in there too.
Yeah.
So who wants to introduce our topic?
So I guess from last episode we talked about actors that we find enjoyable. Try to keep it to about a top five. We had a couple of many honorable mentions. Hopefully it won't go quite as long.
Could have had more. And but I just kept it to more. Movie actors / serious movie actors.
Yeah.
Like if we did comedy, that would have been a whole different
whole different thing. And
we
had to leave early.
For tutoring.
Yeah, for tutoring.
So, but that was okay. We're just gonna do our actresses now in same format.
Mm-hmm.
Go round robin style and name off our actresses and discuss.
So
yes,
I did movie actresses again. I just kept it more somewhat serious. It's just based off of if I see them in this movie, I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah.
Deal.
Oh, for sure.
So who wants to start? Let's start with our number Juan.
I can start.
Go ahead.
I'll start with my most obvious pick because I've been talking about her ever since we mentioned the topic of best actresses. But it's Frances McDormand.
Hey, Marge.
I love her so much.
Ever since
I saw her in Fargo, I was like, oh, dang, she's really good. And I watched 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And I was like, I remember I came out and I found Creole, and I'm like, best actress right there. The same thing I did with Sam Rockwell. I was like, best actress right there. Oscar, Gigi, just give it to her, you know? Plus, she's just, I don't know, she just has like a baller personality. She's so much fun to like see in like interviews and stuff too.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun with her. Notable roles, I said 3 billboards outside of Missouri and Fargo. Those are her 2 Oscar wins, so I have to mention those ones first. She is married to, I believe, one of the Coen brothers.
Yeah,
I think it's Joel Coen.
Oh,
so
wow.
She does find herself in a lot of Coen brothers movies. And I've seen a lot of Coen brothers movies, so Raising Arizona, Burn After Reading, Hidden Gem, everyone, Hidden Comedic Gem.
That's a hilarious movie.
It's so good. Her first movie, Blood Simple, which was the first Coen Brothers movie, you know, she was in it with them, and she did a really good job. It's a lot grittier than you would expect, especially for the Coen Brothers, that usually, they'll do gritty, like No Country for Old Men, but this one, is, like, the same or even more. And some supporting roles in, like, Almost Famous, where she plays the mom of the son who goes on tour with the rock band. And she's pretty fun. She's, like, an overprotective mom. It's like, you know, where's my son, you know? And she gets all mad, like, tries to call the police on the rock stars and everything. But, I mean, unless you guys have to say, I love her a lot. And I look for her and I'm excited for anything that she does.
No, I liked her a lot in Fargo and Burn After Reading. She was great.
Emerge. And she switches her. I mean, if you watch Fargo and then you go watch 3 Billboards Outside of Missouri, she plays just such a drastically different character, especially in attitudes. Because in Fargo, she's like, oh, hi there, you know? Oh, I just came to check you out, you know? And then 3 Billboards, she's like throwing, Molotov cocktails at the police department.
She's swearing.
She's punching kids in the throat.
You know, she
doesn't care.
She's being a mom.
Protect the mama bear.
I feel like I need to see this movie now. We've talked it up quite a bit.
I own it. Anytime, dude. I'm all about that movie. Plus Sam Rockwell in it. I still think I have a valuable shot at Best Picture, but alas, they were like, they wanted the fish movie.
Fish movie.
Dory? You know, for some reason, I literally can't think of. Oh, The Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. Was she in that?
No. That's what won Best Oscar. Best Picture instead of Three Billboards. Mm. Which, yeah, it was pretty good, but I like Three Billboards better.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. As someone who's seen, I watched it with you and back with her mom's.
Yes, that was pretty fun. I was like, Mom, you'll love this. Yeah. She's like, how much swearing's in there? I'm like,
my mom said the exact same thing to me. And she said, oh, how much swearing is there? And I said, I don't know. You can hang out with Ben's mom.
It would be great. A bonding experience.
Great. And it worked out perfect.
Oh, and Nomadland, which just came out this year. It's on Hulu.
And probably is looking pretty heavy favorite
for Best Picture. I don't think she'll win Nomadland. She plays a woman who like kind of loses a lot. It says like loses everything, but I think that's a bit melodramatic. She like, you know, she has some rough times, and so she becomes a nomad. So she just travels around the country in her van, lives in her van, and the movie just follows her from like the process of a year. And I mean, she absolutely carries the movie. She's the main character. She's in it the most. And a lot of the time, it's just her doing, like, normal, mundane things. But, like, it's not every actress or actor that can carry an entire movie by themselves.
True.
But I don't think she'll win Best Actress. Just looking at the nominees, I think, I can't think of her name, but she was in a Billie Holiday biopic. I think she might win. Mostly just because she played a real person. If you play a person in a biopic and you do an okay job, you'll win an Oscar. It's just like, you know, rinse and repeat at this point. But alas, it will win Best Picture, I think. At least Best Director. Okay. Big period on that. Okay. This is when the hand clapping thing would come in handy, you know, clap for each other.
Post.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have Maxwell the Boss edit the podcast.
Yes.
Well, I got, for my list anyway, I'm just going to bring this one now, so I can get this one out of the way, because I can talk about this one forever. Jodie Foster. 100% Jodie Foster, oh my gosh. Great. Great actress. Obviously, probably best known for her role as Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs. I believe she won an Oscar for
She did win an Oscar for that one.
Obviously, she did a great job in that performance. She skipped out on the rest of the movies in the Silence of the Lambs trilogy.
You know, very smartly.
Very smartly.
Yes.
She saw him, so she can see when something isn't going very well. She was a taxi driver.
Yeah, she was the little kid.
She was the 13-year-old prostitute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was surprised me a lot.
So. What other roles? She's had some stinkers, of course. You know, there's been a few, but like, there's just a wide range of roles.
Is she in the new one that's this year where she's a lawyer?
Yeah, yes, it's called. I will not be able to pronounce it. Yeah, it's surprising because she won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress, but was left off the nomination for Best Supporting Actress Oscar, which is crazy to me because that's like I think it was the first time it's ever happened. Someone won the Golden Globe and didn't even get nominated for the Oscar, which is too bad.
She was in a couple other notable movies, right? Inside Man. Number one, she was in the Hotel Artemis series. Obviously, that isn't going super well. She also had some good TV roles. She did a number of things back in the day. A lot of old TV shows, a lot of voice roles from there. But no, just really, I like seeing her and stuff. I wish she was in more. She's a pleasant surprise all the time, you know? But yeah, no, I quite enjoy when she's in something. And, you know, good stuff, you know?
I think I agree with you. I think she's a fantastic actress. I personally have not seen a lot of her stuff.
I haven't either.
Yeah, but from what I have seen her in, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I haven't seen her in a lot of things, but her performance in Silence of the Lambs is, like, honestly one of the best female performances in a movie, like, ever. You know, not just, like, you know, because she won an Oscar, but, like, just watching her in that role is fantastic. And she was, I mean, for being so young and being playing such a serious character in Taxi Driver, I think she shouldered the character and the role really well and was really, you know, acted very mature for her age, especially like a very mature actress in that role.
Mm-hmm. Also, no, she's also been a bit of a filmmaker as well. She hasn't just been an actress. She's, you know, had some filmmaking credits
as well. I'd like to see that.
And directing credits. She directed a couple episodes of First Baptism TV shows as well. You know. But, yeah, no. Very, very nice. She was an executive producer on The Walking Walking Dead, if not. I think it was another TV show or movie.
Yeah.
But, I'm very pleased with her performances. I wish she was in more. And I wish I'd seen more of her stuff. But, very, very nice.
Yeah.
She's good stuff, man.
Cool, yeah.
Cool. Obviously, these are
these are also subjective opinions, once again.
Subjective, our favorites.
We're not trying to clamor for them as the best ever.
Obviously, we could just look at, list whoever has the most awards to their name and say Meryl Streep, cough, cough.
Okay, but except I will argue against any fool ever that Frances McDormand is a top 3 actress all time, but that's just because I love her a lot and she's so
good. She's great. Yeah.
Anyways.
My number one, obviously no particular order. I got so many on my list, but I'm just gonna go with Emma Stone.
I was gonna say that one next, dude. I swear. Go ahead.
I've always liked her. Like, she's done kind of the goofy roles, like Superbad and
such what? A funny movie.
It is funny, and then like Zombieland, she's in, and then she does other the Easy A and stuff like that. But I really liked her when I saw her and Jonah Hill in the show, the little mini series, Maniac.
Yeah, I never watched it, but I've wanted to forever.
I don't watch a lot of TV just because I always am like, all right, I don't want to put time into something I'm just going to get disappointed in. But Maniac was definitely well worth it. It was a mini series, and I was like, I got to finish this sucker tonight. It was great. She has to play so many different roles. Both her and Jonah Hill are fantastic. They have to play so many different roles and characters in it. And after that, I'm like, all right, she's pretty awesome.
You're like, all right, I like this one.
And she also produced some of that, too, that show. So, Emma Stone, there you go.
Yeah. I like her a lot in Superbad. She has such a minor role, but she has one of my favorite moments when I think Jonah Hill, he yanks his head up and he smacks her in the mouth and she screams, what the... Try and keep it child-friendly, so I'll not say the whole quote, what the flip? She, screams. It's so funny. And then she transitions. I think the most interesting part about her career is, her transitions, because she'll, play in Superbad. She'll play in, The House Bunny, which I unfortunately watched one time. Not good.
Oh, no. Anna Faris is number one
of all time. No. And she'll play in Zombieland. Yeah. And then I think her biggest turn is Easy A. I think she's fantastic in that movie. I love that movie a lot. I think it's better than a lot of normal normal teen movies. It's better than a lot of the stuff that we get. And then she started taking on more serious roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was the best part about the Amazing Spider-Man movies, until they killed her.
Mm. Well, spoilers. That's how they do. Well, spoilers, but the series is already dead anyway.
Well, yeah.
Hello.
I mean, if we're being realistic here.
It's not a good series, but she was the only part I liked about any of them is Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Because I like her a lot. I like her a lot more than Mary Jane the original, to be honest.
Well, you don't like Kirsten Dunst.
She's okay. I appreciate her, but not Mary Jane herself. Anyways, but we can't go mentioning Emma Stone without her Oscar winning La La Land, which was a fantastic movie, and she did a fantastic job. And then she's kind of had, three really, really solid movies in a row. She played the daughter of Michael Keaton in Birdman, which was the first time I ever saw her. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she's actually, she's serious. She's going hard right now, going hard in the paint, And then she was in La La Land. And then she was in this movie called The Favorite, which she also performed really well. I thought she was going to win back-to-back Oscars, but unfortunately was not meant to be. But she did a fantastic job in that. And it just kind of solidified herself as, an A-list starring actress in Hollywood, and it's amazing to see her go from Superbad a minor role to win an Oscar and now like headlining movies.
Yeah, no, I think I like her a lot more in her serious roles compared to her comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love Zombieland, EZA. Zombieland's
pretty
funny.
Zombieland's pretty good.
Maniac, Zombieland I highly two. Recommend. Mm-hmm. Zombieland 2 was not that good.
They waited too long to make a sequel.
Yeah. But Maniac, highly recommend.
Yeah, make it off the hype, you know.
Well, then you also don't need to make a sequel as well. That was completely unnecessary.
They needed to make a sequel. It was money time.
Well, I mean, like,
it was go time.
In quotation marks. I mean, you know.
They're like, more money time, please. I was going to say I'm a stone next, but that's okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
So I'll say Viola Davis. Viola Davis. I like her a lot. And she was in The Help. I really like her in The Help. I like her in Widows. I unfortunately have not seen Fences, which I know she won her Oscar for. And it's one of those movies where it's tough to get. You know, I can't find anywhere to rent. But anywho. And she's been in a couple other movies I really like. Prisoners. I talked about it last week with Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. She was in that as like a mother whose child got taken. And she was in the show, How to Get Away with Murder. And I actually watched that show, pretty dedicated to that show for like 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
And she did such a good job. She became like, when she won her Golden Globe, I can't remember what it was or what, like, she like, first, like, was it first African, what was it? I can't remember what it was. She was, like, the first, it was very important when she won this award. It was, like, a milestone for, like, African-American women. And it was just, like, I'm so happy that she won it. She totally deserved it for her role in that show. But I will say she's very serious, and she always plays, like, usually plays stronger women, which I appreciate. She doesn't do, like, I don't think I've ever seen her in a comedic role, and I don't think I could ever watch her. I'm trying to be a funny person, you know, which is, that's just not her forte, and I don't want to see her do that, because she's really good at being a serious actress.
I honestly don't, I'm not too familiar with Viola Davis or any of the movies that you just mentioned, but yes, I agree.
That's a good one. Viola Davis is good.
Start off with, like, The Help, or Widows. She's fantastic in both those, even though
I did see that.
Widows isn't as good. It's okay. It's pretty good, but it's not as good as it could be.
Hidden Figures.
She's not Hidden Figures.
She's not.
I think she is. No, that's Octavia Spencer, Taj B. Henson.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
Eddie Murphy. No.
That's not.
Please don't do that. I know her name.
I'm pulling it up.
Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
That's what it is. I knew her name. Yeah. I saw her face. Yeah. No, I mean, Octavia Spencer, you might think you'll see Viola Davis, but no. But I think that's all I have to say about Viola Davis. I do like her a lot. I think I respect her a lot in the role that she takes.
I like her now, too.
Thanks, Levi. Glad I have your support on this.
Did Eddie Murphy play Viola Davis in the movie?
No. I can.
I don't think. I hope not.
No.
I really, really hope not.
We'll check that out later.
We'll check that out. That'll be some research material.
Eddie Murphy could do it. Have you ever seen Fat Albert?
No.
It's so good. Anyway.
Anyway, we're not talking about Murphy, okay?
All right.
The Eddie Murphy podcast.
Since I brought up Hidden Figures incorrectly, but my next one would be Octavia Spencer, for sure.
Yes, for sure.
I absolutely do not know.
In the last, probably last 5 years, well, I suppose 10 years, actually, because The Help came out in 2011. She has been a very prolific actress in a lot of movies. She was in Shape of Water. She's been in roles for a long time, but, like, she's been getting a lot of really major ones recently, which I appreciate.
She
look
like? Just like,
you've never seen Octavia Spencer? You've seen her.
I think you have. Once you've seen her
before, yes.
I definitely have.
Oh, yes.
She's in movies.
That's right, Levi. Good job.
she was in one of her most recent ones was home safe.
Oh.
Or the mom.
Ah.
That's supposed to be really serious.
Dude,
I think it's kind of funny.
I think it's so funny. Because I'm pretty sure I think she had a lot of say in that movie, and mm-hmm. she wanted it to be that way, and I respect her, because it's just, like, so goofy.
She has a lot of acting credits as well, like Zootopia, they throw a few from her shoulder. you know, she's a lot of, like I said, voice acting credits. She's also in a lot of kids shows and movies mm-hmm. and TV shows. Like, you know, she was in, like, Percy Jackson, some of those type of movies. She's good acting credits. I said I love her in Hidden Figures. Love the movie Hidden Figures. Great movie. She's also in some sports movies as well, which I think is interesting. Like Coach Carter.
She plays the mom of one of the players in Coach Carter. I love Coach Carter, and I remember there's this scene where she like comes into his like a sports store and yells at him because he won't let the boys play because mm-hmm. their grades are bad. You know, it's the whole climax of the thing, and his mom. It's fun. I like seeing her because I was watching. I was like, oh, I know her.
She's also in the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, really?
She's a role there.
Interesting.
Something small.
I was gonna say must be minor.
I can't picture
her in that.
Notable stuff that I like. I love the movie Green Book. Speaking of Ashley's Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala.
she was in Fruitvale Station. She also, unfortunately,
ooh, Fruitvale Station
was in the Divergent series. As the leader of the plant,
the plant people. You're reading it. What is it?
I wasn't reading the Maze Runners when I'm reading.
Divergent, dude. We need you to catch up. Okay?
It was the
plant. I could care less about that movie. It's the plant people. Is what I'm gonna call them.
Not great movies.
Anyway, she also has some voice acting role, like in Zootopia, and as well as Onward. She was in Snowpiercer.
Was she Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man?
I think that's her.
Okay.
No, Eddie Murphy played the Green Goblin in that first.
Eddie Murphy's in everything.
Eddie Murphy playing Octavia Spencer playing the Green Goblin.
Also, she was in Shape of Water as well.
She was nominated for that role. She was nominated and won her Oscar for The Help. With Viola Davis. She did very, very well on that. She makes a nice poop pie for her for her old boss, and I'm all about that movie scene.
'Cause it has poop.
No, just the way she says it. She has like this straight face as her like old boss is like eating the pie, like that's really good. Oh, that's so funny. She also was in this the show called Red Band Society. It was remake of like some European show, I think, but it's just about these kids that live at the cancer ward at the hospital because, you know, they can't leave because they need treatment and they need to stay there. And she was a nurse and I watched over them, you know. Huh. And it was short lived. I enjoyed it when I watched it, and it was one of the first times I was exposed to her, so it was okay. I mean, it was canceled after like one season, so like how good, you know, it wasn't super good, but it was there, it existed.
You know, she's been in a lot of movies. Obviously, you know, help, and some of these later ones have been her big ones, but I mean, she was in stuff, I mean, all over the place.
All over the place, yes.
You know, also some voice acting credits, like I said before. You know, but yeah, no, very good. She has a wide variety. She can do comedy, she can do serious stuff too. Like, she's in Big Mama's House.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh.
So, you know.
Tyler Perry.
You know.
Is that Big Mama's House, or is that Martin Lawrence? I feel like an idiot.
It's okay, but when you said Tyler Perry, I just think Madea.
Madea, duh, that's what I'm thinking.
No.
Yeah, no, she's not, I don't think she's in any Madea.
Madea's scary, spooky Halloween or something, or Christmas.
Boo, special. Halloween's special.
Oh. Come on now.
Boo.
My sister Kay loves those
movies. All right, Levi, your interruption privileges have been revoked.
Yeah. First it's Eddie Murphy this, Octavia Spencer playing Green Goblin jumpers.
Someone might think you're a little, what's it called?
An idiot?
Well, that. But.
All right, I guess I'll go with mine next.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to shout it out. I really like her a lot. I didn't think I would. Anna Kendrick.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Honestly.
Sell a point.
Yes.
Sell the point.
You have to sell it.
I really liked her. I decided I really liked her in the movie with her boy Sam Rockwell, Mr. Right, that we brought up last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, you know, sometimes comedy doesn't go so great, but she's, like, the, well, I'm going to say, like, the quirky comedy, because I feel like it's been way overdone. Mm-hmm. They always get, like, the little girl, and she's like, oh, she's goofy. Like, yeah. Zooey Deschanel.
She's
please
goofy.
Don't. I
like Zooey
Deschanel. I like her enough, but, like, it's
but
like,
she's, like,
it's
she's
not,
like the stereotypical,
yeah, yeah,
like,
she's,
quirky,
yeah.
Nerdy type of, you know, goofy girl.
Most of the time.
Girl.
I mean, that it, she's mostly, Zooey Deschanel is mostly known as that because of New Girl.
Yeah.
Where she played exactly. Literally the epitome of the quirky, awkward, I like Jess.
Wow.
I don't like that character.
Okay, we can get to that.
Well, that's for a different topic
yeah.
discussion.
How New Girl is flawed.
Wow. Okay, well, last couple seasons were not good. Okay. But anyways, saw her in that, I'm like, I really like her. She's able to actually make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like I'm, you know, feeling awkward by her awkwardness. She's able to kind of pull it off because she sells it. She actually doesn't do it to the point where it's annoying.
Yeah, I see what you're
know?
Saying. She doesn't oversell it.
Yeah.
Type thing or overact some of her roles where mm-hmm. she could. I like her
honestly,
in. I like her. I like her in Pitch Perfect because I think the Pitch Perfect movie is really
yeah.
good. It's really enjoyable.
I liked her in that.
Mm-hmm.
She has a small role in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I liked her
good
in that. Yeah, she actually. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I got.
I do appreciate her. I wouldn't say she's one of my favorites, but I don't think she's a bad actress by any sense of the word. She has a couple good roles. She has a really good role. Her best role came in Up in the Air, which with George Clooney.
Yes.
Which I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
No.
It's one of I think it might be one of my favorite movies from like pre-2010s, like between 2000
okay.
and 2010. I love it, and I think it went completely under the radar for how good it is, and she does a pretty good job in that. But other than that, I remember I watched during the movie A Simple Favor, which was pretty good.
Favor?
It wasn't my favorite. It was fun, like, ooh, whoa, what's happening type thing, but yeah, period. That's all I gotta say. I like her in Up in the Air, and that's my favorite thing from her.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Girl, you got anything?
Okay, I can go move on to my next one.
Oh, I meant anything
oh.
about Anna Kendrick.
Oh, Anna Kendrick. I have one thing to say about Anna Kendrick. She's not a bad actress. But then I look at the Picture Perfect trilogy.
Okay, well.
And
trilogy?
And,
what? I don't know.
Yeah,
the first
there's
one.
There's three now.
No, we ignore those ones, guys. I just can't get past some of that. You know, the sigh is like when I hear Anna Kendrick, and then now she's made some interesting life choices.
Like outside of movies.
Yes, outside of movies, which is not what we're gonna talk about. But
yeah.
You know, just kind of.
I only know her in her commercials after outside of movies, so that's all I got on
so,
there.
So just you know, kind of, not really my actress for sure. Would not belong in my life, but I understand why you put it on. No judgment from me,
but a little bit of judgment.
But just a little bit of judgment on Anna Kendrick herself. Pitch Perfect was all those movies. Bad taste in my mouth.
The first one's fun because you have Adam Devine.
I like the first one. I have fun with it.
It just like it's charming at start, but if you've seen it enough times, it just kind of like.
You also have to come from the household I was in. My sisters watched it all the time, and so it was like I remember watching it with them. And they really liked it, and they're laughing, so you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it's pretty funny. And then I watched it with my friend, Micah, and we were like, okay, this is actually pretty funny. So I enjoyed the first Picture Perfect. I love hearing them sing in the a cappella part in it.
Yeah, she's a good singer, too. She does a lot of soundtrack
yeah, she,
work.
Mm-hmm. Singing's fine. You know, I just think that might be where her focus best lies. But that's my opinion, so. If she ever listens to this, you know. Keep singing. Don't lose that voice.
Yeah, I
don't
mean,
start smoking.
If she ever listens to this, I'm gonna buy her on the show because that's gonna get all the views. Okay, guys. If in the off chance she ever listens to this,
which is never, but that's okay.
Exactly.
Well, maybe.
No, that's okay.
This is a formal invite to Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
please
formal invite. Exactly.
Formal invite.
Come on the show.
Get all the views. I'm just saying.
We want to do an audio. I want answers. What What happened with Pitch Perfect 4? I want to know.
Yeah.
tell me the end.
Creel's a huge, he's big into the lore of Pitch
Perfect.
Dude,
he needs more. He needs a prequel. Where are the prequels? Okay, we have the three original. We need the three prequels now, okay? High School Talent Show, let's go.
He was writing all the fanfics.
Okay.
Got them all down.
All right. Oh, me? I'm going to go now.
Get going. I'm done talking about Anna.
Yeah, we're done talking about
Anna.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Kendrick. All right. My next one is before Levi comes in and says something.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll have her on the list, but yeah. Cate Blanchett. Yeah. I got Swooper.
That's okay. I've replaced my pick.
Cate Blanchett. Love Cate Blanchett a lot.
What is she in?
She has a lot. She has a couple serious roles that I like. She was absolutely, utterly fantastic in the movie Carol. It was a smaller movie that came out a little bit ago. Not a little bit, like maybe 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago. Utterly fantastic in it. She just commands the screen. She gave one of the best acting performances I've seen in Blue Jasmine, which is a Woody Harrelson directed movie. Thankfully, Woody Harrelson is not in it.
Hey.
No, not Woody Harrelson. Oh, I'm dumb. What's that one old guy that's really creepy? Woody Allen?
Yes.
Oh, Woody. really creepy guy, yeah.
Yeah, Woody Allen.
The one who's been accused several times of misconduct.
Really creepy guy. Thankfully, that guy's not in it. Oh, man, dude.
Formal apology to Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
please.
I like you, Woody Harrelson. Don't worry.
Please
don't,
come on the show.
Yeah, please come on the show if you want.
No.
Leon, he's not in it, thank goodness, okay. Because I can't. Anyways, but she won an Oscar for that. She's fantastic in it. She does some voice work. She's in the How to Train Your Dragon movies as the mom.
Yeah.
I don't know the mom's name, but she's in two of them. And she has a couple, like, not smaller roles, but, like, roles in, like, smaller movies that she does very well in.
You're forgetting one.
I was going to say, you better mention one.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button, number one.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Also, she is Galadriel in the Lord of the Ring movies.
See, I knew she was in those. I just didn't know who she played.
It's the mystical elf lady.
Elf lady.
She's did she appear in the Hobbit movies?
Yes, she does.
Okay, that's good. Then that was
kind of have a thing going on.
Yeah, her and Gandalf had a I assume a romance when Gandalf was well, they kind of do. They kind of flirt a little bit. It's cute.
It's cute.
It is
adorable.
Cute. She's kind of I guess in the Lord of the Rings. She's kind of like why she's kind of with Elrond.
Yeah,
mm.
She's this very mystical,
she's kind of
cryptic.
She has one of the rings given to the elves to give her long life,
mm-hmm.
And she also kind of comes in Rex face in the Hobbit movies when she comes into. Oh, she also has in every single trilogy. She has a scene where she kind of gets all blue in the face and like has like a prophecy or something like that, and like
ooh,
is really
yes.
creepy. But Cate Blanchett's good. That's why she's on my list. But you can continue.
Yeah, we got, and you know, I think she. She likes to do. She's like Octavia Spencer. She will do serious roles, but she's been in like a kids movie. She was in, The House with a Clock in Its Walls, with Jack Black, my boy. Did you see it?
I saw that.
Is it good?
I watched it with my family. It was
good.
Okay.
I was confused.
Okay, the main problem was the director because this director boy, okay, Eli Roth. Eli Roth is a horror movie director. Eli Roth makes some of the most graphic horror movies out there today. Is it Green Inferno? Is that what it's called? That cannibal movie? Eli Roth. He made the Hostel movies. He made the first Hostel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the second one. And then there's just like, all right, do a kids movie. It's like, what do you expect from Eli Roth? The tone in the movie switches so hard because he wants it to be a kids movie, but he also likes his horror, so he tries to add something creepy. But then he wants to be a kids movie again. I don't know. That's a bit messed up. But I mean, I just have fun seeing her in any role. Like, I respect her a great deal.
Great
as well.
Villain in Thor Ragnarok.
Absolutely.
As Hela.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I liked her a lot in that.
Also, a villain. I would say great villain in the fourth.
Indiana Jones, baby.
That's her.
As the very straight-haired
Edna Mose.
Not Edna. I can't remember her name.
I don't know. I've seen that movie like twice and
it's
erased
it
from my memory.
It's like the Lego
the crystal
piece hair.
Yeah,
the crystal skull.
She has a very black. She's the Soviet.
She's the Soviet woman.
From Ukraine, and she dissolves See what else was she in? She was also in the Ocean's 8, you know, remake with the all female.
Yeah, I knew her in that. She did really well. She did good in that movie. The main problem with that movie was the directing and screenplay. Screenplay was not good in that movie. But she does good in movies. Yeah, she does, like, she holds her own no matter what she's in. She, like, it's like she knows what movie she's in. So, like, when she's playing the villain in Thor, she's playing in the kids, you know, quote unquote, kids movie House with a Clock in its Walls. You know, she knows what movie she's in. She knows what role she's playing. She's very self aware and doesn't, you know, try to make it something that's not.
Yeah.
She's also here. Let's see, she's also a supporting actress in The Monuments Men.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a movie that I think is very underrated.
Yes, Krill loves that movie.
I probably don't love that movie.
Who wrote / directed that movie?
Let's see, I can look up the director.
It's not Colin Rhodes, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
It has zero feel of a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, George Clooney was
actually one who directed it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because Bill Murray, John Goodman's in there.
You know, everyone hates it. I thought it was pretty good. You know, and audience didn't like it because they wanted more action. They wanted more gunsh. I thought it was good historical. It was historically accurate. Maybe it wasn't, but I don't know. Anyway, I think it's very underrated. Hated on a movie for no good reason. I thought it was pretty good. But anyway, so
that's all I gotta say. She's very talented, and I respect her a great deal. She's right up there, you know, S tier, one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah,
right up there with Frances McDormand, right behind her, because I like Frances. Please come on the show.
Frances McDormand, please come on the show.
Please come on the show.
That'd be great. Anyway.
I'll cry.
Creel.
Next one. Since Kate Blanchett was going to be on my list, I had a backup, so it's fine. Next one, I'm going to talk about
my girl.
Talk about underrated, Glenn Close.
Glenn Close
is 100% underrated. She's a great actress. I saw her most recently in Hillbilly Elegy as the grandma, who does a spectacular job.
Is that the one with Amy Adams too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I think she's really good. I heard they're both really good in that.
Well, the thing is that the Hollywood doesn't like Hillbilly Elegy, so it's not going to get any awards or anything like that. Even though it should, because it's a very good movie, based off of the Hillbilly Elegy autobiography book by J.D. Vance. Let's see what else has Glenn Close done.
Yeah.
She was in 101 Dalmatians. She was Cruella the Vil.
Oh, no way! I didn't know that. That's nuts.
You know, okay, number one.
That's
obviously
great.
She also had a lot of similar side roles. She was the vice president in Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
You know, with Harrison Ford. You know, she's been in a lot of different movies and roles. She was a classic of 2000s era kids of Hoodwinked, which was on Cartoon Network literally every single day.
Hoodwinked, dude.
Hoodwinked was so freaking bad. I'm sorry.
What a good time that is.
We're not going to talk Hoodwinked. Hoodwinked's great.
Feels blue.
That's a great part. All right, I'll be honest. Some of that stuff is funny, but like, it's crazy.
She's also in some of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. She was one of the
Nova
Corps agent.
Yeah, there you go.
Nova Corps officers, along with John C. Pratley.
She was like the head honcho.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, she has like the weird hair.
Yes, yes.
She's like the president or something.
Yeah, she's pretty important.
Or maybe the head officer.
Wow.
She was in Fatal Attraction.
Please. Wow.
She was in Hook.
With Ron Williams?
Yes. Let's see.
That's a good movie.
She also voiced someone in Tarzan.
Oh, really?
I can't remember.
Interesting. Phil Collins. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Levi's just like this the entire time.
She voiced the mom gorilla.
Really?
Yes.
I guess I'm not really familiar with that acting. I mean, voice actors in a lot of those Renaissance Disney movies. I don't.
You know, I didn't realize that. And then also, kind of, since she does some kind of junk movies like Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
But, you know, she's slated to also appear in the new Cruella movie with Emma Stone.
Yeah, with Emma Stone.
I only want to see it because of
Emma Stone.
That's it.
I don't know how that's actually, just a little tangent, how that's going to do as a standalone movie. But that's what Disney seems to do. They kind of like getting like, all right, let's get like a side character and then give them the main show in the next movie. But
Maleficent. Anyways.
If you're both in it,
I think Melissa also had several other movie roles. You know, or TV roles, I should say. You know, Will and Grace, some of those other shows.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Will and Grace. I don't.
I know what it is, but
yeah.
You know, so there's some other films.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, she's had some bad ones in there too.
It's unavoidable, especially when you're that old. I mean, it's like it's hard to pick your roles that picky when you get older. I mean, look at Robert De Niro. Okay, you're gonna have some stinkies.
Grandpa.
Also, she was in a lot of early '90s, late '80s. You know, movies like out in like really western kind of like you know, Little House on the Prairie type movies. Mm. I'm not super familiar with. Like Sarah Plain and Tall. I think she was in that series. That's not something I'm familiar with. But you know, I'm sure there's been some other people who are. You know, but yeah, no.
Alright. What I know about Glenn Close isn't a lot. I will be honest. I do know who she is, and I do respect her. She's worked a long time and had a very successful career
however,
in the industry.
However, she's never rightfully earned her...
Yes.
You know.
That is what I was going to say. She has been nominated now with Hillbilly Elegy 8 times, and if she does not win, she continues to hold the record for most nominations without a win.
Wow.
And the one movie of hers I did see that specifically that she shouldered, it was all about her, was The Wife.
Oh, yeah, that's one I forgot. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It is a very good movie. It's very interesting. Very interesting. I can't talk right now. She does very well in it. And... what's incredible is that was her 7th Oscar nomination, and everyone said it's her year. It's her year. She's got it. And me and my friend Luke watched it, and we were like, she did really good. But we were like, we really liked The Favorite with Olivia Colman. But we were like, we love Olivia Colman, The Favorite. But I'm like, I can understand Glenn Close winning. Come Oscar night, we didn't watch any of it, but we finally like turned it on near the end just because we wanted to see what won Best Picture.
Sure.
And so we turned it on. And they get the Best Actress, right? And they're reading off the nominees, and we look at each other. I'm like, yeah, Glenn Close, you know. And they open the envelope, and they say Olivia Colman. It might be one of the biggest blindsides, like, ever in the Oscars. Because literally everyone slated Glenn Close to finally win her Oscar. And they're like, Olivia Colman. And I literally like, yelped. I was like, oh! Because I was so surprised. I was happy. I really like Olivia Colman. But, you know, I wish at some point Glenn Close would get her justice, would get her due. And who knows, they'll probably give her an honorary award at the Oscars when she, like, here at some point for all she's done, but it's not the same. You know, come on, honor her. And she's been, she's been a lot of stuff. I mean, 8 nominations without a win?
That's
crazy.
Honestly.
That's absolutely nuts.
That kind of shows how like you said, how long she's been just such a great actress.
She's been in there since.
They range.
Let me see.
Like, 1982 was her first nomination,
wow.
And now her most recent is 2020.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
That's 20 years.
You know, she was a, you know, in tons of stuff in the 80s, in the 90s, going on, and you know.
I mean, she owned the, 83, 84, 85, 88, 89, all had a nomination. Nothing.
Mm.
It's crazy to think about.
Tons of film, very underrated. She's also, you know, has TV shows as well. You know, she deserves her Oscar. Give it to her, Hollywood. You butcher scared.
Give it to her.
Do it
nerds.
Now.
Give it to her. I think probably her best role probably still is in Hillbilly Elegy. I can't, like, you know, that whole movie rests on her performance and you know, believability as a grandma, and she sells it. So.
Yeah. Too bad she didn't play a real person in a biopic. Otherwise, she wouldn't win the Oscar. But alas, she did not.
Yes.
So she will not be winning this
no.
Oscar, probably.
No, not probably. Well, actually, I think supporting actress right now. Actress.
I think it is.
I don't know. I could consider the grandma being the supporting actress instead of the main actress.
I will say, if it's supporting, she has a fighting chance. Because that is, I don't want to say weak, but a very open category. I looked at all the Oscar nominations. I have a lot of thoughts on them. But if she's in the leading, it's all but... out of her reach. It's supporting role, so she has a fighting chance, guys.
I thought
that's
what her role
that's
would
good
be.
That's good.
Because the mom technically is
the lead
actress.
Yep. Makes sense,
but I honestly, she kind of carries the films. I love Amy Adams, but she's like the heart and the soul of the message of the film.
It's okay, take the supporting actress, because I think looking at the nominees, like, I think
they're not gonna give it to her.
I mean, they won't. They'll be like, haha, we'll give it to the girl from Borat, but ridiculous. I'll cry. I'll literally sob.
That's the biggest.
Real tears will fall down my face.
Borat does not belong.
As I can
the Oscars.
No longer count the Oscars as like.
The last big win I got was Green Book.
They're always skipping on things. I got a lot of big ones last year, but that's a whole different topic.
No. Anyway, we have to continue because I still have homework to do tonight. So.
Oh shoot. Yeah, okay. Rapid fire.
Well, not rapid fire, but like, you know.
Slower. Fast fire. I have had a huge crush on this woman since I was younger.
Still do.
But she's honestly, I love her in a lot of stuff. Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Oh, sweet, dude.
Ella Enchanted. We got Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries, let's get it.
I don't feel like a man saying these things, but.
Dude, you look at me right now. You look at me right now. Princess Diaries smacks. Okay? Do not say anything
and
else.
Funny thing, she's red and hoodwinked.
Yes.
And then Devil Wears Prada, I've actually watched that by myself.
Really?
It's actually kind of good.
Is it good?
It's good.
I've always wanted to see it.
It's kind of weird. What's that guy? Patrick Jane from The Mentalist, he's in it.
Okay.
He's not that great in it, but Anne Hathaway's good. I have loved her because she was in Get Smart, which is one of my favorite movies. And
she's great in Get Smart.
Yeah, her and Steve Carell work so well together.
She plays her character super well.
Yeah, because she's like kind of like this serious, like no-nonsense. Serious. And Steve Carell, of course, is being himself.
Just Steve Carell.
And it just works so well. Like, kind of melts her heart a little bit. I almost cried during that movie one time, but that's a different topic. And then she plays Catwoman, of course, in The Dark Knight. She's honestly really good in that. She doesn't do it too much where it's like Michelle Pfeiffer and... Batman Returns, but that...
I know you're not hating on Michelle Pfeiffer,
but... Obviously, like Tim Burton,
she
does that really well. And also, she's like in Alice Through the Looking Glass, which are good. She's good in that. And Interstellar, I liked her a lot in that.
Interstellar exists.
She does have an Oscar for Les Mis for supporting role, and she's been nominated for Best Actress in Rachel Getting Married, which I have not seen because that's like one of her first movies. Just a kid in that one. But that's it. Anne Hathaway, she's good. All right. Not Colossal. Don't watch Colossal. Bad.
I will touch on a couple things at first. I like Anne Hathaway too. Everyone, I have found out that everyone like hates on her, and it's because she's
who
nice.
Who be doing this?
It's because
she's nice.
They think she's fake, and so they hate on her. And I'm like, it's dumb. And it makes me get. I'm just like, guys, please. We literally can't have nice things. Like this is. We physically can't have nice things.
That's the dumbest. Yeah, that's
but
just dumb. I don't care.
You mentioned a lot of her great roles. I love her as Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises.
She's good.
I think she does really well. I like her in Interstellar. The movie's okay,
she's
but
also,
I like her in that.
The ex-wife of George Clooney in Ocean's 11.
Yes, and
well.
She's really good. No, wait, that's
no,
Julia
no,
Roberts.
That's Julia Roberts.
Damn,
yes, sir.
I got confused.
Yeah, she
okay,
is.
Well,
she's in Ocean's. She's in Ocean's 8.
Okay.
But she is the
she is
the rich lady that's kind of an airhead. But she plays it well, but I want to touch on her in Les Mis. She won an Oscar for that. She was in it for like barely any of the movie, but she sang one of the most like important songs, right?
Yeah, surprisingly she does a lot of singing.
She sang it really well I remember he had him sing it live on set, everyone. And you could just like it's heartbreaking listening to her sing it, and she's like crying during it, and she like screams, and sometimes it's like her voice like gives away, but that's expected because she has so much emotion during it. It's spectacular. And then she played on this episode of the show. What was it called? Modern Love. It's an okay show. It's like each episode's a different story,
sure.
And her story was all about she had a mental illness. She had like depression, but she had a specific form of it where it was like bipolar depression. There you go. She was very, very peppy, but then she crashed hard and she wouldn't get out of bed for days. And just from like what, like stuff I've seen in the media, one of the best portrayals of like mental health I've ever seen, because she plays it so well and so authentic. And I really respect her for that.
Yeah. She's great.
I
jump.
I'm happy because I thought you were going to say who I was about to say. And
well,
I was
fired
like,
off, dude.
Oh, Amy Adams, baby.
Ooh, Amy Adams fan club.
I love Amy Adams. I'm a big fan of hers. Not even, like, I didn't even realize it for a long time. But, like, because I always see her in these movies that I like. Like, you know, Enchanted. Or she was in the Night Museum movies.
Yeah, she's
in the second one. She plays the flying lady. Amelia Earhart. There you go. I'm like the flying lady.
The lady who flies.
The lady who flies. Okay.
We gotta get this plane up here.
And
she does.
She's very good. And I mean, she's actually on her way. She's like the new era's Glenn Close. She has 6 nominations with no win. She's catching up. She's catching up to Glenn. Okay.
Well, I know it's gonna be Glenn. She's not gonna get this Oscar nomination.
It's great, but Amy Adams has a lot of time to get more nominations. It's crazy. She should have won for a couple things. She played Dick Cheney's wife in Vice, and she does really well. I love her in that movie. She plays she's in the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks.
It's a good one. Yeah, she's the candy stripe nurse from back in the day, and she's really good in that.
And she dates and almost marries Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
Yeah, no,
until
I think
things
she
like
does.
Blown up.
He proposes,
it almost, yeah, it almost
totally
does, but it totally,
family.
Like, yeah, it get, well, it's not dupes. He wanted her to run away with him, and she was like, oh, okay, you know, he left, and then he saw her at the airport, and she, like, had brought the cops, because her dad was like, you know, tell the cops what you know. You know, I'm pretty sure her dad's played by Martin Sheen. He's like, tell the police everything, and she does, and so he leaves her. But she was very good in that movie, especially for the role, you know, Southern nurse, very innocent, you know, I mean, she gets duped hard, like Levi said. But duped.
I just realized something.
Yes, sir.
You didn't talk about La La Land, you talked about Emma Stone, but that's okay.
No, I mentioned La La Land.
No, you definitely did.
I mentioned La La Land, yeah.
You were on your darn teen son on your phone.
Yeah, I can't go too much into depth on La La Land, otherwise I'll sit here and talk for an hour, okay? But I was like,
never mind.
But yeah, I really like Amy Adams. I think she's super talented, and there's still a lot of stuff I want to see of hers. You know, I'm excited to like watch her some more of her work. And she's not like super. She's like older, but she's not like super old to the point where like she's like. I'm looking at her age. She's like 46.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Doesn't look 46.
But she has a lot left in her, you know.
Oh,
she'll
got some left in the tank.
She'll be in Hollywood for, you know, she'll be playing a lot more roles. Hopefully, unlike Glenn Close, she gets her justice.
Glenn Close,
she might.
Just,
I don't
know. Justice for Glenn.
Glenn. She's good. I really like her. And
shout out to Mason, the vice president.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mason Terriman for starting the Amy Adams fan club.
Yes, which I will happily join. Also. I don't like Man of Steel, but she does play the new
Lois Lane.
Yeah.
She's good.
And she's good, yeah.
But we can't get into
that. No, we can't.
we can debate Man of Steel.
No DC talk. But Amy Adams, love her. Amy Adams fan club, 100% a part of it. Yes, sir.
Join now.
Join now.
On the website.
Amy Adams, please come on the show. Yeah.
It's all good.
And now we're over.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Creole. Fired off.
This would be the fourth one.
Fourth one for me would be Kathy Bates.
Ooh.
Kathy Bates.
She's
good. Misery.
Obviously Misery is her major. That's what she won her
Oscar.
Yeah. She's also the Titanic.
She's the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yes.
And
then she had a role in season 3 of American Horror Story, which I think she won an Emmy for.
She might have, yeah.
Or Golden Globe. No, I think it was an Emmy. She's also the mom in Richard Jewell, 2019.
She's done tons of stuff.
She's done a lot of movies. She was in Waterboy.
I was just going to say, she won an Oscar.
She was in The Blind Side as well.
Yep.
She had some TV credits as well, 2.5 Men.
Oh.
Specifically.
Yeah, which is a show.
You know, she's just been in a lot. She's been in a lot of good stuff. Fried
Green Tomatoes. She also had kind of like a reoccurring role in The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's done so much stuff.
She's done, you know, just tons of roles. You know, classic actress. Unlike Glenn Close, she actually has an Oscar win. I think she could have gotten another one for her mom as
Richard
Jewell. Like that was a very good movie.
No, I'm supporting.
But the
tough category.
You see, they don't like that because that was against the media.
Yes.
You know, it either.
But I digress.
Moving on.
I digress.
Moving further on. Mm-hmm. You know, anyway, she's been a lot of good stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's been active in Hollywood since, the early 80s. You know, so she's, like Glenn Close, like some of these other actresses. You know, they've been active for a long, long time, you know. They just, you know, she's just been doing roles. She's in The Waterboy too. You know, she's in a lot of movies. She is typecast as a mom, which is fine.
Yes,
because she plays the role incredibly well. So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, she looks like a mom. I just feel like she's got the mom vibes.
Sure.
A nice aunt.
She's also in the B movie.
Oh.
Did anyone know?
Okay, well, describe.
She is the mom. Barry B. Benson's mom.
She's even typecast in the anime movie.
as mom.
She can't escape.
She is typecast as mom, which is fine. I'd be fine being typecast as a parent.
There's way worse things to be typecast as.
There's
been actors and actresses' careers ruined
because they've been typecast.
So,
shout out to Frick. I can't pronounce his
Rebel
name.
Wilson.
Well, no, I think she's actually trying to.
She's trying, but it's
not gonna work.
There's no chance. I mean, she played Jenny Any Dots in the Cats movie, guys. All I can think of her is like licking the inside of her thigh, upper leg now.
Okay, all right. This is a clean show, Benjamin.
That's a movie we should review. Cats 2019, everyone.
I'm only watching it if I can watch
the raw cut, the one that had
all the errors in it. She was in The Highwaymen too.
The Highwaymen.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course. She does a lot of southern roles too.
Yeah, she also does a lot of. She does a lot of southern roles, which is nice.
She's always playing a southern woman or something.
Yes.
Like that. But no, she's good. Like everything that she's in, like.
She is 100%. She also had a couple bad movies as well. Like I said, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the 2008 version, which was, you know, not great, you know. But yeah.
Everybody's going to have some stinkers.
If you've been around that long, you know.
You'll get some.
You can get some, but no.
Hits and misses, you know.
She's typecast's mom, but she's America's mom. She's
America's mom.
And she's also everyone's sports movie mom for some odd reason, which is fine, too. Mm-hmm. She's in The Blind Side.
Oh, she plays the tutor. Mm-hmm. She played Michael Orr's tutor. Yep. I remember there's this scene where he's debating what college to go to, and don't they want to go to Ole Miss or something?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the plot to that, but she tells a story about how the other school he's thinking about buries their old players underneath the football field, or there's an old Indian burial ground underneath the football field to scare them. It's really funny. It's a great scene. I like Kathy Bates a lot. I do like her a lot in Titanic. I think she's great. And it's a minor character, but it's such an important character in history. The unsinkable Molly Brown, she's super noted when it comes to the sink itself, the tragedy itself, because she made the people go back to look for people to save, you know. And she did a good job in that movie, you know, even though she's not shown as much as she could be, but it's tough when you have a movie focused on two lovers like that. But yeah.
She has an Oscar, so it's all good.
All right.
Got some for us?
Next one, I'm kind of in between these two, but I'm just going to give this one to her for now. Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Okay, I see.
I appreciate some Uma Thurman love.
We like Uma Thurman.
I like Uma Thurman a lot. Obviously, Pulp Fiction. Kill Bill, are probably her biggest
Quentin
ones.
Tarantino films,
yeah.
which she does not like anymore, but
yeah.
Anyway.
I liked her a lot in Kill Bill. I thought she was great.
Mm-hmm.
And
as the bride?
Yes, the bride.
She's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool.
She is a complete, a total monster when it comes to just beating people up. Killing all the Yakuza.
Yes.
Murdering them all.
Yeah.
You know?
I like Uma Thurman because, she's done some weird roles over the years, but she commits to them. She's not afraid of, I'm going to get in character and do this thing. Batman and Robin, she was Poison Ivy. Like, it's a really, like, it's hard to watch a little bit, but at least, you know, she's committing to it. She's not trying to be too cool for the role.
Yeah, no, she
with anything that she does. And she does, like, a lot of different type of characters, like Pulp Fiction.
And obviously she's like, a bit more, she's kind of, I would say aloof a little bit, I suppose.
This aloof, kind of zoned out, very spacey girl.
You know, gets heroin overdose.
Yeah.
You know, and then is definitely hitting and flirting with John Travolta the entire time.
Yeah, and John Travolta.
Because it's just like, if I do this, I'm going to get murdered 100%. That's why it matters anyway.
And then she's also in My Super Ex-Girlfriend with Luke Wilson. Which, again, is that's a terrible movie.
But
she commits to it, and I can respect that.
Yeah, no, she's in a couple of few movies.
One I actually really like, and I think is a fun movie, it's a good and fun movie, is Be Cool. It's another John Travolta, Vince Vaughn, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. There's a bunch of people in that one. Steven Tyler. Isn't that one? That's a fun little movie. That's a cool one. I'm a big fan of that. And she's good. That's one of her definitely more normal roles. She's also Percy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She does some stuff. And then other than that, I can't really name a lot of stuff. But honestly, like Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill. That's,
she was in
that's a good
Dangerous
resume.
Liaisons with Glenn Close.
There you go. It was between Uma Thurman and Elizabeth Banks. I'm like, who's going to talk about Uma Thurman? So
I know. She was on my radar. She's on the radar.
I'll be honest. She wasn't on mine. But
no.
I mean, I like her. I mean, as much as she might not like Quentin Tarantino, I find her aligned. Like, when I think of her, I think of Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I think
of
The Bride. Always. Like I think of her in Pulp Fiction, too, but it's always The Bride.
Kill Bill?
Yes.
Oh, I always think of her in Pulp Fiction first.
Oh, really? I think it's because she is the main character in Kill Bill, so I always think of, you know, her slashing up some people, or like the time where she like spanks that one guy who's younger, who's like a kid, and she like makes him go home with his mom in the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
That's it. That's
all right.
Good job.
All right. Since this is the fifth one, I will refuse to leave her any honorable mentions because I love her a lot. She's younger, up and coming, but Saoirse Ronan. She's in Lady Bird, which is a fantastic movie, and she plays the title role really, really, really well, especially for like the role. It's like she plays like kind of like an edgy teen, and like
really edgy
but like really edgy teen like in like the early 2000s, and she plays it so well. Because she's so believable, because she's just gung-ho in her beliefs. You know, she's independent. She wants to experience things.
She hates her parents, even
she
her
hates
parents
her mom.
Totally normal.
No, she hates her mom. Let's get it there. Her and her mom very much disagree. Her dad's awesome, big teddy bear. But she, you know, she wants to be around culture. She wants to be around this and that. She wants things to happen. That era, that type of thinking. And she's believable because sometimes she, like, says stuff and I'm like, Lady Bird, please. I mean, she tried to change her name to Lady Bird. So like, I mean, how edgy can you get?
She is a punk, as punk as punk could possibly be.
Yeah, and then the 2019 Little Women. She played Jo March, and I tell you what, there's a couple scenes with her where she's monologuing. There's a scene of her and Marmee in the attic after a certain tragic event happens. Don't want to spoil. But
all die in a meteor.
Yeah, they all die. After they all die. Anyways, she gives this absolutely beautiful, wonderful monologue to Marmee, and they have this awesome back and forth that really just shows the essence of Jo March's character. And it's like, I've seen a lot of versions of Little Women. It's the first time I've ever seen these characters understood as well, which is a big shout to Greta Gerwig, I love Greta Gerwig. She is an actress, but I haven't seen her acting enough to put her on here, but shout out to her. But I will fight till the cows come home that she should have won Best Actress for that movie. Okay, Renee Zellweger can suck it. Okay, straight up suck it. I was telling a story about this. I refuse to watch Judy. I have no interest in Judy. I don't care, Renee Zellweger.
Judy.
Joe March, Saoirse Ronan, show won the Oscar. Get out of here, Renee Zellweger. Don't care. And then she has very few credits, not like a ton of starring roles. There's a couple I really want to see her in. It's like Amy Adams. There's still some movies in her filmography I'm excited to watch. But I can't mention her. I can't go without mentioning The Lovely Bones, which is a really, really... It's an interesting movie. Really creepy and disturbing sometimes. But it's about this little girl. Not a little, but she's like a teenager who gets murdered by one of her neighbors who then like hides her body and covers it up. And then so she's stuck in purgatory watching her family like struggle with the fact she's missing, go through like, you know, the stages of grief, and eventually like, you know, try to find out what happened to her and like who killed her. And she's like, she plays this like teenage girl stuck in purgatory, like right in the middle between passing on and staying in her. And she plays it so well. She's younger in it, and you know, it's like with Jodie Foster, and she played a prostitute in Taxi Driver. It's a very serious role. It's a very serious thing for a younger actress. And then she shoulders it so well. It's like, and I'm so, she was in something this year with Kate Winslet, but I'm excited to see her in a lot of other things. I'm excited to watch her career. And as of now, I think she might be, like, if I was making a movie, directing a movie, I would call her first for at least one of the leading female roles, you know, younger female roles, obviously, you know, but I would call her first because I think she is very talented. Big, big emphasis period on that.
Emphasis
very
period,
talented.
Okay. Emphasis period, okay.
I honestly don't know who that is. I'll be quite honest.
It's okay. She, like I said, she's younger. She's like, she has a lot of like, good roles, but not like a lot of notability from other people yet. Mm-hmm. But she's been nominated. She was nominated for Joe March and maybe Lady Bird, but she'll win for one of them. It's fine. She'll have more time. Hopefully she doesn't follow Amy Adams and Glenn Close.
Yeah,
we can hope.
My five. I have a couple options for this five pick. You know, I will mention the other two in the honorable mentions. I'll put two in there so I won't have a list like last time, too. I cut mine off a little bit with the actresses a bit more. But I have to say, this one would go to the one and only Sigourney Weaver.
Ooh,
good
Galaxy
choice.
Galaxy Quest. Obviously, that's not her. Obviously, I'm going to swear on the show, so you're going to have to bleep this out in post, but the first female badass in film, obviously an alien.
Alien.
Obviously, she's the star of the Alien franchise.
Yeah.
And will be the star... since she has signed the contract for all of the Avatar and James Cameron sequels. She's slated in Avatar 5 still.
Oh, jeez.
So she's lit. So she's going to be around.
She'll be around.
I don't know how, because her character died in the first Avatar, but somehow.
Somehow, dude.
She's going to be in all these movies.
A ghost.
Either as a ghost, or maybe one of them would be a prequel, or they'll revive her, or something like that, or she'll be like a tree spirit. Who knows?
They'll figure out something.
She'll be in something.
It's Hollywood. They'll figure out something.
They'll figure out something for Sigourney Weaver. But no, obviously, you know, huge credit goes to all of her and her inner work in the three, you know, main Aliens franchise movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, she's the whole movie. Her fight scene's great. She does a great job. She is cool, awesome, you know, kicks butt.
Kicks
butt. Alien butt.
Kicks absolute alien butt.
Kicks marine butt in Avatar. Kicks other alien butt in Galaxy Quest, where she's funny. She did a humorous role with Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And
Alan Rickman.
And Alan Rickman, who was not on my best actors.
And Sam Rockwell
is
in that movie,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. So, a lot. She I wish she was in a bit more. You know, I wish she did more film roles. Or roles that I'd seen more. You know, but
I'm a big fan of Sigourney.
She's also also the love interest in Ghostbuster.
Yes, of course,
in the
Bill
first
Murray.
Two, and you know, so like I said, she's 80s star, 110%, 100% 80s 90s star, through and through. You know, if you grew up watching those movies, you know who Sigourney Weaver is.
She's great.
You know, she also had some other roles. You know, she did a couple romantic comedy type stuff. You know, she was in like some of these other kind of really movies that weren't very good. Paul.
Oh, yikes.
But no, she was also, I think she was one of the, she had a voice acting credit in WALL-E.
Oh, really?
Let me
see. I can't remember what her voice acting credit is, but she's the ship's computer. That's what I thought.
Okay.
So she has some voice acting credits as well. She's a wide variety of roles. She's very, very well known for obviously all of her alien stuff, aliens work. I wish she was in. She get into something new like recently. I think she's in one upcoming film, or she's in a recent film. I think it's My Salinger Year. I don't know if any of you are familiar. I'm not familiar with it. I'm just looking right now. But like I said, she kind of had some a rough spot of movies. Obviously, I have to give her credit because she started female action hero, one of the first ones, really to gain prominence. I'd say, for the Alien franchise, obviously that owes a lot of credit to that.
Yeah.
Created her basically. She's used Trailblazer, for sure, and she's cool.
She is cool.
Let's
get Sigourney Weaver on the show.
Yeah, might as well.
And that's the theme. We'll ask. We'll desperately plead for all these big name people to come on.
Yes.
Well, where's your studio at? Oh, studio.
Studio, yes.
Studio.
Studio Mason's room.
Studio.
All right.
Studio.
I'll go off number five. Obviously tough. It's the fifth. I'm gonna go with Elizabeth Banks for this one.
Okay.
She's done a lot of really good roles. She was also in Catch Me If You Can. Don't remember what the heck she did in that one.
She was a banker when Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like one of his first times, like forging a check, and he flirts with her, and she is like hee hee Leonardo DiCaprio, and takes his check, and he's like, oh shoot, this works.
Oh shoot, this works.
Yeah, pretty minor role, but she makes an appearance in it for sure.
Yeah, and she's done a lot of comedy stuff like Wet Hot American Summer, the 40-Year-Old Virgin with Steve Carell, and then she's also in all the Spider-Mans. She's really good in Invincible. I really liked her in that. That's a great movie in general. Mark Wahlberg. But she's done a lot of really good serious roles. She was in W. She played Laura Bush.
Yeah.
And she's done she's done a bunch of stuff. She's even done some voice acting stuff. She was a Wild Style in
the Lego movie.
The Lego movie.
Yes, sir.
She's also in Pitch Perfect.
The Hunger Games.
And I was just going to say, course she's Effie Trinket in The Hunger Games, and she obviously does that really well. I mean, she does that character justice from the book to the movie.
She really, really does.
Effie Trinket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're volunteer.
I mean, it'd be hard to act at all with all that makeup and hair product. I don't know if I could. I'd probably collapse.
Yeah.
You will be perfect. Capital love you.
So yeah, she's great, and she was also on the show Wet Hot American Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a freaking
goofy
butt show.
Was she in the movie too?
Yeah, she was also in the
movie and the show.
She's good in both of those, and that's a hilarious show. But yeah, I really like Elizabeth Banks a lot. She does good comedy. She does really good at serious roles too.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Alright.
And moving on. So that's our list.
That's our top five.
Do you want to say all your five again?
Just freaking.
Should we just
list off all of our honorable mentions? Just.
Let's do the list.
Alright.
And
then your total
list, and then you do your honorable mentions.
Okay. Let's do that. Fire.
In no particular order, I had Saoirse Ronan, Amy Adams, Kate Blanchett, Frances McDormand, and Viola Davis. Very happily took Emma Stone for me. I love Emma Stone as well. Honorable mentions, people I didn't get to talk about. I'm sure I'll think of some after the show. Be like, oh my gosh,
course,
dude.
Yeah.
But I can mention a couple now that just name drop a couple like we did last time.
Yeah,
I really like the actress Allison Janney. She's in The Help. A lot of actresses from The Help. Shout out to The Help for just
being
rolling actresses. Like Ashley though, but shout out to them. But she's in this coming of age movie called The Way Way Back that I talked about with Sam Rockwell, and I absolutely love her in that movie. That's one of the movies that really got me really excited for her. She's in this another smaller teen movie called Struck by Lightning. She's in
I know Struck by Lightning. It's with Will Sasso.
Yeah.
And John Cryer.
Oh wait, no, I don't think you do.
That's Struck by Lightning, isn't it?
Maybe it did. We'll talk about this later. Maybe Hit by Lightning. Anywho, she's in the CBS show Mom, which I don't really watch a lot, but I have seen a couple episodes. And she plays a small role in the musical version of Hairspray, which I actually really like that movie because I watched it all the time as a kid.
Okay.
And then I'll just name two more honorable mentions just so we're not rambling on like last time. I'll keep it nice and short. Jamie Lee Curtis. I want to shed a spotlight on Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow. Dang it, that should have been on the list.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis, and one of the main reasons I love her is, besides Realize, yeah, Freaky Friday, but one of the original.
She's also America's Mom.
One of the original Scream Queens. She was one of her first major roles in the first Halloween, which is my favorite horror movie. And then it was in Halloween H2O. She was in the second one. She was in Halloween H2O, and she was in the reboot.
In the reboot, and she's going to be in the next.
In the next one.
The final
couple. Hopefully two.
Final in air quotes.
Yeah. Please end it.
Final with Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she'll be done.
You can only make so many banger Halloween movies.
She's also,
Knives Out. Yeah, Knives Out. But Prom Night and Terror Train. And then there's this movie called The Fog. And a couple other. But original Scream Queen. She was. I mean, you think about 80s horror movies, slashers. You think of the final girl, the Scream Queen. Mm-hmm. She was the original one from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her so much respect for that.
And
she's just great.
She was able to climb out of this.
Yeah, she was.
She was able to actually get actual roles.
And exactly.
A lot of those actresses who were in these horror movies, they did a couple horror movies and they
fade away. But
she
rose above it. And second is the sister to one of the actors I picked for the last time, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, shoot.
I really like Maggie Gyllenhaal. This was a late edition, but I enjoy her in the roles that she's in. She was in Donnie Darko. Jake Gyllenhaal. She was in The Dark Knight. She replaced Katie Holmes as Rachel because, I don't know, they didn't like Katie Holmes or something, or scheduling, or whatever. I didn't like Katie Holmes in that role anyways. I like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie
Gyllenhaal
is
so much better. She's in White House Down, which is okay, but she does a pretty good job in it.
White House Down.
It's like, it's just like boom, explosion, shooting.
It exists. It's good. It just happens to come out at the same time as all the White House invasion
movies. That's exactly, yeah. And then last, she was in Stranger Than Fiction, which Will Ferrell was in, and I really like that movie. That's and she's done a couple good roles that I want to see, like the kindergarten teacher and Frank, and she's in like, I like Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's one of those actresses I see, I'm just like, I can vibe with her.
Right. I can vibe.
Alright. Yeah, no, that's good. Alright, so for my list, once again, no particular order, Octavia Spencer, Jodie Foster, Glenn Close, Sigourney Weaver, and Kate Blanchett. Kate Taffy Bates.
Yeah, I stole Kate Blanchett from you.
I know. Sadly, that was originally on my list. And that's my actual list. And then I have three honorable mentions I'll talk about briefly. Ooh.
Perfect music too.
Talk about Molly Ringwald.
Interesting.
I knew she wasn't going to be on my list just because, you know, I love her in Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, all of
Pretty
you know,
in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. Mm-hmm. You know, a classic like 80s teen star.
Yeah.
She kind of fell off after that, ran some bunch of issues. You know, but like I said, you know, she did a great job in all those movies. You know, love Breakfast Club. It's a great movie. 16 Candles and all that stuff. You know, all those movies by John.
Oh, the dude that I won't be able to think of there.
John
right
Hughes.
Now. There you go.
Yeah, John Hughes. John Hughes, classic 80s teen movie director. You know, used her in all this stuff. You know, she was also, I don't think she was in St. Elmo's Fire.
I don't think so, no.
She wasn't part of, she wasn't that close, but she kind of did her own stuff. Yeah. Anyway. That was her.
She has her trilogy of those 80s teen movies that are the most well-renowned. I mean, they're the most well-renowned.
You know, even though she might have had the longest career, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, those three movies, you know, hit it out of the park, you know, in terms of, you know, classic nostalgia for people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she's in Riverdale.
She also is in Riverdale. you know.
Especially on TV. Right? Guys?
Well, we do TV show ratings. They're top tier TV show tier list later. Anyway, and then my second I want to talk about is, let's see, who I want to talk about the list here. Again, Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
I would put down
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. Obviously, she's had numerous roles.
You have to give us some roles for Levi.
He's So I'll give you a couple. She was the grand monk, leader of the monk for in Doctor Strange.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about. Narnia. Mm-hmm. She's in Narnia, yes.
Dang it, she's in that. She's Ice Queen. She had a couple other smaller roles. She's a bit more niche, obviously.
Very niche.
Yeah.
She's in Snowpiercer.
Yeah, she's in Snowpiercer.
And she's in Okja. Both directed by Bong Joon-ho. Both very different, but she gets in character, and I know that she's not a stranger to putting on a lot of cosmetics and makeup to playing a different type of role. That's definitely something that she's done before and done a lot.
Cool.
And I forgot my third one.
Oh, jeez.
I put it down and my phone is now dead.
Amy
Schumer?
It was definitely Amy Schumer. I can't remember exactly what was I put down. So maybe sometimes I was like, this is a really good one. Shoot.
Ah. So, Lucille Ball.
No, it's more recent.
All right, Levi, why don't you go?
All right,
maybe I'll remember it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
So, go through your list again. Emma Stone, Anna Kendrick, Anne Hathaway, Uma Thurman, Elizabeth Banks were my top five. Honorable mentions. I'll go Sandra
Bullock,
Demolition Man, fantastic. Good movie. It's fun. Sylvester Stallone and the other guy, prick. Wesley Snipes.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious. I like Drew Barrymore a lot.
I'm okay with that.
Honestly, she's pretty good.
I'm okay with that.
That one
I'll
show
take
that
it.
She's in. I can't remember what it is.
Which
now.
One?
She's in a TV show now where she eats people.
Oh, dude. Santa Clarita Diet?
Yes.
I swear, it's one of the funny shows that I've ever seen. So funny.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
She's also Batman Forever.
Dude, Nathan Fillion's head, best TV character ever. Okay.
I remember who it was now.
Okay, name it.
Meg Ryan for all of the late 90s romantic movies with specifically Tom Hanks and Harry Met Sally. She's got Sleepless in Seattle. We've got You've Got Mail. Classic romantic comedy movies of the late 90s.
Meg Ryan. Okay.
Anyway,
that's a good one.
It took me a second to figure that. Just I'd recall that.
Well, that's a good one.
It wasn't after.
But yeah, Drew Barrymore. She's good stuff. And I'm going to say Zooey Deschanel. I like her a lot.
I don't care.
You can say whatever. She's great.
All I
new
see
girl.
Is Jess, and that's just all. I can't.
She's an elf. She's in some other, just like, Yes Man, she's in.
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Which is a really good movie.
Mrs. White.
she's done some really good stuff. I like her in.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Other than that, I'm just going to say it just because, man, she's like a
just
thousand years old. Betty White.
Just because she's
like
a thousand
years
old.
The lady's done everything.
Hard facts, Golden Girls is a great TV show. You can't tell me otherwise. Love you some Golden Girls. That's what's funny.
Well, she's hilarious. I mean, she's been doing it for decades, and she's still going. She's powering through. I mean, she's like has that role in Community, and she does like all this other stuff, and she's just fun.
More urine for me.
Like every time you see Betty White on the screen, you're like, it's freaking Betty.
You're like, I'm about to laugh right now.
You know, yeah, she's funny.
She's good.
You know, it's about to be a good time.
And she's
a
classic Hollywood actress. So.
Yeah.
I love Golden Girls. Any one of the Golden Girls actors are great. Love them.
There you go.
I'm a secret fan.
Secret fan. Well, not
huge,
secret anymore.
Not secret anymore, but huge fan of Golden Girls. So big white, you know, she's one of the funniest characters in the show.
Yeah.
Blanche.
Golden Girls fan club founded by James Cruz.
Yeah, dude, it's funny. What I'm not offended whatsoever. It's hilarious. You know? But it's that the trifecta of sitcoms. Well, the trifecta is, you know, Seinfeld.
Yes.
Golden Girls. And the Ray Romano.
Everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond. Those three.
Holy
right
crap.
There.
Holy
that's
crap.
The...
Oh, by Raymond.
Anyway. Side tangent. But I think that covers it all.
That wraps it up.
We better get this show on the road.
Yeah.
All right.
Alright, well, see, well, I think we're just going to cut the outro from last one and put that in.
I'll try. I'll certainly try
to figure it out. We'll get Mason up here
now. We'll get Mason up here to do it.
Thanks. Alright,
thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe. Actually, you know what? Leave a comment. Leave a comment. Or rating. That's it.
Leave a rating
and we'll read it on the show.
Yeah, we'll do a show. I think we'll try to do maybe some tier lists.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Maybe do some tier lists. Some movie reviews, I'm sure we'll come up.
Some movie reviews.
If you have an idea, leave in the comments.
What do you want us to review?
Give us 5 stars, we'll give you a free t-shirt.
Someone put 2019 Cats so I can make them watch
it. This is a movie I won't review. I won't review any Jack and Jill nonsense. I'm not doing that. It's not happening. You can put as many comments as you want in there. I'm not gonna submit myself to that. I'll substitute the Jack and Jill with Flubber with
Robin. At least it's Robin Williams.
We're gonna do that one. What movie we should review.
Yeah,
please. You get to go and watch it. You should do Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. You
just say that one.
Okay. I'm Levi.
I'm Ben.
I'm Creel.
Good night, everyone.